Before the Second World War, the Czech capital was home to several ethnic groups, the Czechs, the Germans, and the Jews. Their coexistence in the modern era was often a source of conflict that only deepened after the 1918 foundation of Czechoslovakia. The question of identity in the multi-ethnic environment posed considerable challenges for leading intellectuals of the time. Among them was the Prague writer, journalist, and composer Max Brod. In this edition of Czechs in History, we talk to the Prague-based French historian Gail Vasoň, the author of Max Brod in Prague, Identity and Mediation. The book, only available in German to date, focuses on the role of one of the most significant personalities of the time during the first decades of the 20th century. In 1951, when he was already living in Israel, Max Brod wrote two songs based on Kafka's poems. A recently published book on Max Brod by Prague-based French historian Gail Vasoň focuses on Brod's activities in Prague, among a group of writers that later became known as the Prague Circle. Gail Vasoň says that Max Brod's crucial role was in mediating the relations between Czechs and Germans.
You're right, I mean, Brod is famous for being Kafka's best friend and the guy who didn't burn the manuscripts as Kafka asked him to, but actually he's way more than that. He was the foremost critic during the first Czechoslovak Republic. He was working for the Prager Abendblatt and the Prager Tagblatt, which were like two big newspapers for the German community in Prague and were more or less sponsored by the government. And he was the person who actually set the tone in Prague cultural life and worked a lot as a mediator for Czech culture to be known by Germans. And as a cultural mediator, he also was a political mediator too, because he tried to further the understanding between the two communities.
And Max Brod's efforts were successful. He published the works of Franz Kafka, and he introduced several Czech works to a German audience, including The Good Soldier Schweik and pieces by the Moravian composer Leoš Janáček. But the early 20th century was also a time when Max Brod and his fellow Prague German-speaking intellectuals had to deal with the issues of their own identity.
The conflict was most important at the beginning of the 20th century because it was the end of the liberal era and the German community got more and more anti-Semitic. So the Jews that mostly considered themselves to be German had to redefine their identity, and they chose different solutions. So for example, Egon Erwin Kisch chose communism. A lot of them chose to leave Prague and go to Germany or to Austria, like for example Franz Werfel. But some of them stayed in Prague and became Zionists, and the most famous among them is Max Brod. But you also have Felix Welch or Hugo Bergmann, and they were under the impression made by the conferences of Martin Buber in Prague before World War I, 1909-1910.
When independent Czechoslovakia was founded in 1918, it gave its Jewish citizens the option of declaring themselves of being of Jewish nationality. This was a method of downplaying the significance of the country's two largest minorities, the Germans and the Hungarians, as most Jewish people in Czechoslovakia considered themselves either German or Hungarian. The option was welcomed by Max Brod and other cultural Zionists.
Masaryk and Benes actually knew that they would have to recognize the Jewish minority to separate the Jewish minority from the German minority or the Hungarian minority. Then that would lessen the weight of the Hungarian minority and the German minority, and that would be good for the stability of the state. So what happened is that the Prague Zionists created a Jewish National Council to further the interest of Jewish nationality. Was created just 3 days before the proclamation of the Republic in Prague, and this council worked a lot with the government, and Brod was vice president of this Jewish National Council.
Musik After the Nazis took over Germany in the 1930s, Czechoslovakia became a temporary haven for many German writers who fled their country in the face of political and racial persecution. Max Brod made an attempt to argue with the Nazi theory on Jews, but the time was too dramatic for intellectual nuances.
Brod even tried to reason with the racial national socialist theorist by writing a book called Rassentheorie und Judentum in 1934, in which he said, okay, we all know that the Jews are a race, but the conclusion you're drawing of that fact is actually not a good one, because you can't legislate based on that. And that's what he tried to do to reason. But of course, that didn't work. And a lot of German Jewish writers ridiculed them, saying, what do you think you're doing? It's not, now it's not the time for that. We have to fight now.
The fact that Nazis considered Jews the ultimate enemy of the German people made Max Brod, who felt part of German culture, reconsider his own identity.
Max Brod didn't really understand that the Holocaust was coming. He had a problem of identity, if you want, because he defined himself as a Jewish writer of German tongue. And for him, it was the election of 1932 in Germany were a catastrophe, because he had to redefine himself. He felt rejected by the country or the culture that he loved, meaning Germany. And he tried to preserve the German cultural identity by developing a concept which he called the distanced love, meaning I'm here, I'm a Jewish citizen of the Czechoslovak state, but I love German culture and the German can take that away from me.
But the Nazis would and did take away this notion of belonging to the German culture from any Jew who was left in the territories they controlled. When it became obvious that the Nazi drive to the east would not spare Czechoslovakia, Brod realized that his distanced love would not protect him.
It seems he really thought about leaving in 1938, so after the Munich Agreement, and Brod left Prague with the last train. He took the train on the night before the German troops came in, and his train, the train he was on, was the last train allowed to cross the border between Czechoslovakia and Poland, and the border was closed like 2 minutes after the train went through. And Brod in his memoir said that he didn't realize any of that, and that he didn't even realize that the border was being closed right after the train.
In 1939, Max Brod and his wife Elsa eventually arrived in Palestine, where they spent the rest of their lives. They settled in Tel Aviv, where Brod worked as a literary critic, and also at the Israeli National Theatre, Habima. Gail Vassoyne says he only returned to Prague 2 years before his death.
As far as I know, yeah, he just came back to present his book, The Prague Circle, in 1966, because he was working at the time in Israel. He was one of the dramaturgs of the Habima Theater, so he didn't, I guess, really see the point of coming back to Czechoslovakia, especially since he didn't really appreciate what the communists did to the country.